Arranged by the Irish diaspora in cities like Brussels, Berlin, Paris, New York, Sydney and Warsaw, protesters are putting pressure on the Irish government from home and abroad, calling for a referendum on the matter. Abortion in Ireland is fully outlawed unless a woman's life is found to be in danger, including the risk of suicide. But any woman presenting with suicide ideation must have her condition confirmed by an obstetrician and two psychiatrists before an abortion would be permitted to save her life. Under the Irish Constitution, a woman's life is deemed equal to that of the unborn, regardless of gestation, following a constitutional amendment inserted in 1983, known as the Eighth Amendment. Protesters are calling for repeal of the Eighth Amendment by referendum to allow women access to safe and free abortion.
I feel that Irish women deserve to have full autonomy over their own bodies, and I feel that Ireland are desperately behind the times when it comes to women's rights over their reproductive rights. And I feel that I'm concerned that there could be a situation that my sister or my girlfriend or my nieces or some of my friends could find themselves in that could be potentially catastrophic for them by just living in this country.
I'm here for women's rights. I have two daughters. I think it's very important for them. I think it's very important for myself. A pro-choice for, I think women should have the right to respect their own bodies and make their own choices. I trust women to do that, and I think the Irish people should too.
Every day, at least 12 Irish women travel to the UK for abortions, as under Irish law, an infinite fine and up to 14 years imprisonment is the potential penalty for anyone, including the woman or the doctor, found in breach of Ireland's abortion laws. That also includes anyone procuring or administering abortion pills on the island of Ireland. Several left-wing politicians are involved in the Repeal the Eighth movement, but abortion has always been an area that many Irish politicians have shied away from addressing, given the highly sensitive and emotive nature of the debate it evokes. Ruth Coppinger is an Irish MP and campaigner for abortion rights. She compares Ireland's abortion regime to that of the one under Chilean dictator General Pinochet.
There's only two countries in the entire globe that have abortion in their constitution. One was Ireland and one was Chile, when it was a military dictatorship, by the way, under General Pinochet. But of course, we're not the only country that has a ban on abortion, absolutely. And there's a feature that all of them are Catholic dominated. Mm.
She says more pressure needs to be put on MPs, or TDs as they're known in Ireland.
I think that huge pressure needs to be maintained by the movement that is there. Because just like the idea that TDs getting together in a room who are pro-choice or pro-repeal will... That's not going. We need pressure on TDs and their local constituencies. You know, women, young people need to be contacting TDs about the upcoming bill. Are you going to vote for this? It's clearly necessary. Why are you delaying? That kind of focus needs to be put on in local areas.
Traditionally, Ireland has been a very conservative country, but polls show that over 70% of Irish people now support a repeal of the Eighth Amendment.
There are so many people coming up and giving us love and support and lots of donations. It's been fantastic, and we've really felt a change just because people are starting to talk about it more. So many more people are coming up and giving us support, and so few people are giving us any grief at all.
What we've seen, and we've been out campaigning on the streets every Saturday in Henry Street, for example, there's a massive groundswell of support for repealing the Eighth Amendment. There has been for a couple of years, but it is growing. There's a growing momentum there.
Estimates say that around 25,000 to 30,000 people showed up to the Dublin rally amid bad weather and a bus strike, but there were few present who disagreed.
When is it okay to kill a baby? Anybody? No? At least we're all in agreement it's never okay to kill a baby. Is it a baby? Many people say fetus. Do you speak Latin? If you don't speak Latin, use the English word little person or child.
For Radio France International from Dublin, I'm Shona Murray.